Also want to get you a check of Nike stock as well. Nike on deck after the bell today, set to report second quarter earnings. And looking at that stock, it is now down by almost 3%. So in the red ahead of earnings that come out after the bell. Here with what to expect as it dealt with supply chain issues and factory closures as well during the all-important holiday season is Danny Romero.
Yeah, Karina, it's a little bit of a mixed picture with analysts, all due to these ongoing supply chain constraints. Analysts are really looking at signs whether or not the athletic giant will actually regain its momentum from its losses last quarter. According to analysts polled by Bloomberg, they're predicting that Nike will report adjusted earnings per share of 62 cents on revenue of $11.26 billion. And like many athletic brands, Nike was hit hard due to those factory closures in Vietnam, as well as the ongoing supply chain concerns. And so Vietnam right now is experiencing another surge in COVID infections while 70% of the country is vaccinated. And due to the pause of production in Asia, it's actually caused some pullback from investors. Bank of America analysts wrote in a note last week that says, "We expect this quarter will lack the excitement of the last two earnings report, which first was a positive surprise when management announced an updated five-year plan, followed by a negative surprise when they reduced quarterly sales guidance by $3 billion. In that same note, analysts also added that Nike already hinted that they will have a few challenging quarters ahead, and the most impact will actually be in quarter three. So those analysts at Bank of America are remaining neutral in their rating with a target price of $166.84. Now, challenges in China is another focal point for analysts. It's been nearly 2 years since China shut down its international borders to keep coronavirus out. But with these local flare-ups that are happening in that region, it's prompted government to actually continue those lockdowns. And so UBS analyst Jay Sole remains bullish this quarter despite the slow economic recovery in China. He says the biggest thing that could come out of this earnings call is an update on how Nike sales performance is progressing in China. And earlier this year, we can't forget that Nike also faced heavy criticism after workers boycotted amid allegations surrounding the use of forced labor to produce cotton in China's Western region. And so Jay says that the market wants to know if there's any lingering impacts from those boycotts and also how the COVID shutdowns are in China and how it's impacting business.
And Danny, we're seeing the stock off about 12% from its record November high, still up 10% for the year. But there has been some excitement, at least in the analyst community and maybe by market participants as well, around its purchase of Artifact. And that is spelled RTFKT. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Don't know about these Web3 names, but this is a digital company, virtual sneakers. That's their wares. And it seems like Nike might be breaking into the NFT space.
Yeah, you're right. That latest move actually says, you know, Nike is actually betting that the future of retail sales is actually in the metaverse. And so I actually spoke with some of these analysts and, you know, they haven't really commented too much on it, but they say that it's definitely on their radar. But we still got to see what's going to happen after the bell with this earnings.
Okay, Danny Romero, thank you so much for that. Also getting some competition from Adidas, the also latest to jump on the NFT bandwagon, launching their debut Metaverse collection on the Ethereum blockchain over the weekend and raking in $24 million for that.